ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 8th कैंटो चैप्टर 19। द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड एज द लॉर्ड बेग्स चैरिटी फ्रॉम बलि महाराज एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 40। तद्यथा वृक्ष उन्मूला शुष्यति उद्वर्ते चिरात् एवं नश्यन्तः सद्यः आत्मशुष्येन न संशयः। What word meaning? Tat, therefore, yatha, as, vriksha, a tree, unmulaha, being uprooted, shushyati, dries up, udvartate, falls down, अचिरात वेरी सून एवं इन दिस वे नष्टा लॉस्ट अंतः अंततः द टेम्पररी बॉडी सद्यः इमीडिएटली आत्मा द बॉडी शुष्येत dries up, na, not, sanshaya, any doubt. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, when a tree is uprooted, it immediately falls down and begins to dry up. Similarly, if one doesn't take care of the body, which is supposed to be untruth, in other words, if the untruth is uprooted, the body undoubtedly becomes dry. Please repeat the translation. When a tree is uprooted, it immediately falls down and begins to dry up. Similarly, if one doesn't take care of the body, which is supposed to be untruth, in other words, if the untruth is uprooted, the body undoubtedly becomes dry. Purport. In this regard, Srila Rupa Goswami says, प्रपंचीकतया बुद्ध्या हरि संबंधी वस्तुनः मुमुक्षु भी परित्यागो वैराग्यम फल्गु कथ्यते। वन हु रिजेक्ट्स थिंग्स विदाउट नॉलेज ऑफ द रिलेशनशिप टू कृष्णा इज इनकम्प्लीट इन हिज रिनंसिएशन। भक्ति साम सिंधु 1.2.266। व्हेन द बॉडी इज एंगेज्ड इन द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड वन शुड नॉट कंसिडर द बॉडी मटीरियल। समटाइम्स the spiritual body of the spiritual master is misunderstood. But Srila Rupa Goswami instructs, prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna, the body fully engaged in Krishna's service should not be neglected as material. One who does neglect it is false in his renunciation. If the body is not properly maintained, it falls down and dries up like an uprooted tree, from which flowers and fruit can no longer be obtained. The Vedas therefore enjoin, Om iti satyam neti andritam tadetat pushpam Phalam vacho yat satyam saheshwaro yashashvi kalyana kirti bhavita pushpam hi phalam vacha satyam vadati athaitan moolam vacho yadandritam yadyatha vriksh avirmulaha shushyati sa udvartata evam evandritam vadan avirmulam atmanam karoti sa shushyati sa udvarte tasmad andritam na vadet dayatato etina. The purport is that activities performed with the help of the body for the satisfaction of the absolute truth, Om Tassat, are never temporary. Although performed by the temporary body, indeed, such activities are everlasting. Therefore, the body should be properly cared for, because the body is temporary, not permanent. One cannot expose the body to being devoured by a tiger or killed by an enemy. All precautions should be taken to protect the body. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Charine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When a tree is uprooted, it immediately falls down and begins to dry up. Similarly, if one doesn't take care of the body, which is supposed to be untruth, in other words, if the truth is uprooted, the body undoubtedly becomes dry. So first of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, especially senior devotees, Sri Panchagura Prabhu, Kalagya Prabhu, and all the assembled Vaishnavas, to be able to serve in a way to absorb Bhagavatam in our life. So this verse is spoken by Shukracharya, as we were hearing yesterday from Panchagorapu, that how can such a spiritual master who is rejecting you, or who is telling you not to surrender to Vishnu, so such a spiritual master cannot be accepted. So here, in different ways, Shukracharya is trying to discourage Bali Maharaj to surrender to Lord Vaman. Bali Maharaj, being naturally a devotee of Lord Krishna, but Shukracharya here is, Prabhupada is giving different reasons why Shukracharya is doing like this. And one of the reasons Srila Prabhupada is giving, that Shukracharya is thinking that his maintenance will be stopped if Bali Maharaj gives everything to the Lord, because it is the nature of Lord Vishnu that you have to surrender everything. Manas deha geho je kichu mol arapilu tuva pade Nanda Kishore. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that mind, body, words. Everything should be offered to the Lord because everything belongs to the Lord. So here Shukracharya is trying to discourage Bali Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in Bhagavad Gita that this is 10th chapter, verse number 37, and Srila Prabhupada says that among the great thinkers, I am Ushana. Krishna is saying like that. And Prabhupada is giving a purport where Prabhupada is saying that Kavinam Ushanaha Kavi. Kavinam means of all the great thinkers. Of all the great thinkers, I am Shukracharya. Krishna is saying like that. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada writes that Kavis are those who are capable of thinking thoroughly on any subject matters. Among the Kavis, Ushana, Shukracharya was the spiritual master of the demons. He was extremely intelligent and far-seeing politician. Thus, Shukracharya is another representative of the opulence of Krishna. So this Shukracharya is speaking to Bali Maharaj, whom Srila Prabhupada is appreciating as a great thinker. So, of course, Shukracharya is speaking from Shastras, and these concepts to devotees doesn't apply, that we have to keep something for ourselves, we have to actually give everything to Krishna. Because Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam, everything belongs to Krishna, everything is the property of Krishna. My body, my mind, my words should be utilized in such a way that it enhances our dependency, our love for Krishna. So here Shukracharya is saying that when a tree is uprooted, it immediately falls down and begins to dry up. Similarly, if one doesn't take care of the body, which is supposed to be untruth, so Shukracharya is trying to say to Bali Maharaj that you have to take care of yourself also. Don't give everything to Vishnu. You have to have something for your maintenance. And he is giving logics that although this body is untruth, but it can be utilized to realize the truth. Because in the previous purport, Prabhupada is saying the truth is soul and untruth is body. And Srila Prabhupada says that factual truth cannot exist without a touch of untruth. Because unless there is a body, you cannot actually realize Krishna without this body. Because this body is also a gift of Krishna. Shariram Khalu Dharma Sadhanam. This body is a vehicle awarded to us by Krishna to perform dharma, to realize dharma, to realize Krishna. So Prabhupada says that Mayavadi's philosophers say that this body is Maya. Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. But Srila Prabhupada says because this body which has been given to us, even if for the sake of argument the material world is accepted as untruth, the living entity entangled in the illusory energy cannot come out of it without the help of the body. Unless there is a body, you cannot actually come out of the illusory energy of Krishna. Therefore, the flower and fruits have to be obtained as a result of the body. Without the help of the body, that fruit cannot be gained. Therefore, Vaishnava philosophy says, Yukta Viragi. Whatever you have, what you do is, Arapilu Tuapade Nanda Kishore. Engage it in service of Krishna. This body should also be utilized in the service of Krishna. So, in the today's purport, also Srila Prabhupada is saying the same concept, carrying on the concept that how if you are not utilizing this body or not engaging this body in the service of Krishna, then it is like Phalgu Vairagya. It is incomplete realization or incomplete renunciation. When the body is engaged in the service of the Lord, one should not consider the body material. So this human body is actually a gift given to us, and it should be very carefully utilized, as it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that Adhruvam Arthadam. Although this body is temporary, but it is valuable. The value of the body is that it can actually help us remember Krishna, realize Krishna. So, and many places it has been talked about that how this body is durlabh, very very rare. Durlabh manava janma lobhya sansare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioning in the song that the form of life is the rarest opportunity for attaining spiritual perfection. This body is very very rare. There is one song in which it is mentioned that bhaja hure mana shinanda nandana abhay charana ravindare durlabh manav. Durlabh means it is very rare. So this body is rare, durlabh manav, and arthadam. Arthadam means janama satsangi. The purpose of the body is to look for always a good association, to associate with pure devotees of Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada. We are associating with Srila Prabhupada through his books. So this should be the purpose of this body, that durlabh manam. So it is durlabh, it is rare. This is one of the quality of pure devotional service according to Nectar of Devotion, that pure devotional service is sudurlabha. It is very rare. It cannot be attained so easily. Just like human body is very rarely attained, similarly pure devotee or the pure devotional service is also very rarely attained. And also the association of a Vaishnava, that is also very sudurlabha. And it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke, that it is very difficult to find a pure devotee of the Lord. Pure devotee is also very sudurlabha. So just see our great fortune by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that we have got the human body, which is the rarest of the human body, and above all we have got the association of pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada in our life. What a fortune we have. We have to think of our fortune, that what a fortune we have got, that Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So after wandering so many species of life and so many universes, we have actually come in touch with a pure devotee of Krishna. So it's a very very rare opportunity to be thought about, to be realized about. The more we deeply think about it, that how rare we have got this opportunity, how rare is this opportunity, to that degree we will be very very sincere in practicing the pure devotional service. To that degree we will be inspired to serve Srila Prabhupada, to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada very very enthusiastically. Just like yesterday Panchakarapu was mentioning, don't just be obedient, but be enthusiastically obedient. Don't just be obedient, you know, you do whatever you are told to do, that's fine. But you have to be really enthusiastic about it. You have to be really enthusiastic, to be very eager that yes, this whatever I am doing, going to do, is actually going to enhance or I am utilizing this body in the service of Krishna. So this rare opportunity we have to think. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in Isha Upanishad about the rarity of human body. Srila Prabhupada says Before that, I would like to quote one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, where also it is mentioned how naradeham adyam sulabham sudurlabham. It is mentioned the human body, which can award all benefits in life, is automatically obtained by the law of nature, although it is very rare achievement. Naradeham adyam sulabham sudurlabham. Sulabham means effortlessly obtained. But sudurlabham means although impossible to obtain even with great endeavor. It is impossible to attain. Plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulena nabhas vateritam puman bhavadbi natarit sa atmaha. So it says that human body, which can award all benefits in life, is automatically obtained by the laws of nature, although it is very rarely rare achievement. This human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat. So it's like a perfect boat to cross over this ocean of material existence. Bhaj hure mana shri nandanandana abhay charanarvindana durlabh manav janam sastange tarahu he bhavasundure. You can cross over this ocean through this boat, because it is mentioned that this boat is perfectly constructed. This is not like a Titanic which was very proud that it will never sink. Even a god cannot sink such a boat. It was mentioned about the Titanic. But this human body is perfectly constructed. It is perfect. So having the spiritual master as the captain, just like Srila Prabhupada was also going on a Jaladuta boat and crossing this seven seas and going to the other countries just to execute the mission of his spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned actually that boat was actually driven by personally Krishna. Krishna was personally driving that boat. So Srila Prabhupada, being the ambassador of the spiritual world, came with a message to us and carried that message of Bhagavatam and spread that message all over the world. So Srila Prabhupada was also going on a boat, and there was a Titanic boat, and this human body is also a kind of a boat. So we had to really make choice how to utilize this boat, because for the boat you have to have a proper captain. And we have a proper captain. Srila Prabhupada is our captain, who is actually driving us. And next he says that then there are favorable winds. So Srila Prabhupada's instructions and his books are the favorable winds. It will keep us favorably going ahead, utilizing this human body in the right direction. So we have such a great fortune. So Srila Prabhupada says in Isha Upanishad that this material body which we are getting is actually we are getting after millions of cycle of transmigration. The material world is sometimes compared to an ocean, and the human body is compared to a solid boat designed especially to cross the ocean. The Vedic scriptures and the acharyas or saintly teachers are compared to expert boatmen, and the facilities of the human body are compared to favorable breezes that help the boat ply smoothly to its desired destination. If with all these facilities a human being does not utilize his life for self-realization, he is called the killer of the soul. Asura naam te loka andhena tamasavrita tamste petya bigachanti yeke chatma hanojanaha. And in the Bhagavatam also it is said, Puman bhavadbi natarit sa atmaha. So such a person, if we are not utilizing the facilities of the human body, we are not utilizing Srila Prabhupada books, we are not utilizing the opportunity given to us, the rare opportunity given to us, the durlabh opportunity given to us properly, then we are the killer of the soul. We are killing our soul. And then Srila Prabhupada further goes and tells that we have to take care of the body. Many times we hear from Srila Prabhupada lectures that you are not this body, you are spirit soul. It's very commonly heard. Every lecture, Prabhupada always trying to bring us to the spiritual platform by. And every time, one of the sannyasi, when he heard this statement of Prabhupada, and he felt really, it really touched his heart. The way Srila Prabhupada actually spoke, it really touched his heart that really I am soul, I am not this body. He actually could feel. Because Srila Prabhupada was speaking with realization. So, Srila Prabhupada says that although we are not this body, we are spirit soul, still we have to take care of the body. We have to maintain the body. You cannot say, okay, I am spirit soul, I can do, you know, whatever I like to do. I can utilize this body the way I like to utilize it. That's not proper. So, Srila Prabhupada says in the previous purport that it is not that all attention should be diverted for the maintenance of the body. That is not what we are talking about. But at the same time, one's bodily maintenance should not be neglected. We should not neglect the maintenance of the body. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that our day should be divided in three parts. First is health. Health is the most important. Why? Because right now we are on a bodily platform. We are not on a spiritual platform. Even little bit we get, you know, little bit fever we get, we just say, today I will not come to the morning program. Today I will not chant Hare Krishna. Now I got an excuse. Many times when we wake up the devotees, oh Prabhuji, today my health is not good. Today I am having a headache. Today I am having this problem. Today my back is paining. So, there are many excuses to not to, you know, come for self-realization, to come to morning program. So, devotees are expert in giving excuses. So, Prabhupada is saying that it's not that, but we have to take care of the health. And how to take care of the health? The most important principle in taking care of the health, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada says that it is first canto. Prabhupada says that it is not that there is an insufficiency of food, but because of irregular habits, we get bad health. When our habits are not regular, when we are not regulated in our life, when we are not regulated in our schedules, it is the nature of the conditioned soul to go extremes. If we talk about taking care of the health, then we start taking care of the health only. Few years back in Vrindavan, there was a treatment called hodl treatment. And this hodl treatment, many devotees just got into the hodl treatment. And they were just talking about how much water you have drank. Okay, you have drank 4 liter, 8 liter. Okay, today I have drank 8 liter. Today I have drank 7 liter. So they were saying, I'm becoming water conscious. I'm not becoming Krishna conscious. And they were missing the morning program because the treatment was such that morning you have to take medicines and then you have to be in the toilet for a few hours and come back. And you know, you have to be in the gamcha. You can't come for morning program. You can't chant Hare Krishna. So such an extreme focus on the health is also not required, you know. We have to, Srila Prabhupada is giving us a very, very simple formula. It is from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada is saying that by keeping regular habits and eating simple food, any man can maintain his health. Simple. Like Panchakura Bhu was saying that Prabhupada's philosophy is simple. Prabhupada gives us simple. Everything is simple. Therefore, Prabhupada, when he got one sweet, and Prabhupada said, oh, simply wonderful. Don't complicate it. It is just simple. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying, by keeping regular habits and eating simple food, any man can maintain his health. So first we talked about health, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this is how we can take care of our health if we just eat simple food. We don't have to just go for, because to maintain the body, we don't have to eat, oh Prabhuji, when we are like, we have a lot of realizations on serving prasadam, sometimes some devotees don't get a particular item, they become disturbed. Oh Prabhuji, I did not get that pakoda, and I did not get Mahaprasad cake, I did not get this, I did not get that. We are not here, even if we lost it. Recently I was telling devotees that the most important quality Srila Prabhupada is mentioning to serve prasadam is to be selfless. You have to be completely selfless, then only you can serve. You can't serve and think if this item will finish, whether I will get it or not get it, you know. So that way you cannot serve prasadam. You have to be really selfless to serve prasadam. So this way we can cultivate selflessness. So simple food, eating simple food. Recently we have got a service in a Bhakti Vedanta eco farm. We have a farm here near Ajay where we are trying to grow organic vegetables, everything organic, and the atmosphere is completely natural, very simple life. You have to serve the cows and take care of the fields and take simple food and chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in Isha Upanishad, just have a land and a cow and then you can be happy, and remaining time you can spend on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So simple food. Therefore, Rupa Goswami mentions that atyahar, we should not do overeating. Actually, the food which we eat should give energy to the body. But generally, after eating prasadam, we get so de-energized that we go to sleep. Yesterday, one devotee called me and around 10:30 and he said, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhu. आप रेस्ट ले रहे हैं क्या? मैंने कहा ये रेस्ट का टाइम नहीं है, दिस इज नॉट अ टाइम फॉर रेस्ट, दिस इज टाइम फॉर सर्विस. सो आफ्टर 10:30 आफ्टर टेकिंग प्रसाद एंड वी आर गोइंग टू स्लीप, दैट मीन्स व्हाट वी हैव डन, अत्याहार, ओवर ईटिंग, वी हैव ओवर ईटन द फूड. सो वी हैव टू, बिकॉज समटाइम यू थिंक इफ आई ईट लिटल व्हाट विल हैपन, आई विल फील वीक, आई विल लूज एनर्जीज, or if I don't get this particular item, particular pakoda or particular, you know, then what will happen? So we feel, you know, that I will lose, I'll become weak in the body. No, our Goswamis were very thin. If you see the photos of the six Goswamis, they were not very, even Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur said the brahmachari should be thin. Brahmachari should not be fat. He should remain thin. Should not become plump. That he is just eating and, you know. So, Prabhupada is saying regular habits and eating simple food. So, regulated life is very important. So, the most important principle to be regulated is sleep on time. If you sleep early, naturally next day you will get up early. Now, because of these mobile phones and smartphones and internet, night time just, you know, devotees are just seeing whatever different things and they are saying, Prabhuji, I need phone for reading Prabhupada books, I need phone for this, I need phone for hearing lectures. But actually, we don't need all these things, you know. Natural life is much more better. And Prabhupada is mentioning four principles, that overeating, over-sense gratification, over-dependence on another's mercy, and artificial standards of living sap the vitality of human energy. Clear. This is very clear. If we overeat, it will sap the energy from our body. Actually, food should give energy to the body. But generally, it takes away so much energy that we just go to sleep. So we have to balance. We have to be regulated. Regulated in our habits. Regulated in eating. Regulated in speaking. Those people who talk too much, they can't think. They are not very thoughtful people. Those who just keep talking, because their mind is not focused. So, regulated in speaking, regulated in eating, regulated in services, regulated in sadhana. Should not happen that your sadhana is not finished and just either you are into service a lot, or if you are into too much sadhana, then you are not into the service. So these imbalances happens. So it's very, very important to be regulated. When we are regulated, then we can maintain good health. So Prabhupada is saying four things: overeating, over sense gratification. Sense gratification is required, but over sense gratification. Sense gratification, just like you cannot make fever zero, it has to be 98.5. You cannot make sense gratification zero. Some sense gratification is okay. Sometime once in a week we can take one gulab jamun is fine. Every day we are here, every day there are feasts, and you know, every day we are eating sweets and sweets, and you know, or every day we are doing sense gratification. So you know, so sense, overeating, over sense gratification, over dependence on another's mercy. Too much depending on others. Too much. What should I do? We have to become very thoughtful. We have Prabhupada books. Prabhupada says independently thoughtful. Independently dependent. That's how we have to become. Not like for everything we just become totally over dependent. Then how can I do this? How can I do that? Over dependence on another's mercy. And artificial standards of living sap the very vitality of human energy. Therefore, the duration of life is shortened. Therefore, we spoil our health. So, natural standards of living naturally, we should try to keep in touch as much as possible in natural things. We should avoid coming in touch with artificial things like gadgets. Everything is becoming gadgeted, you know. Everything. Even to, you know, now everything is becoming smart. There are smart homes coming. Smart houses. Even there are smart toilets. One devotee, you know, told me that there is one man who has imported a toilet from Italy. It's a smart toilet. The moment he'll go into the toilet, he has to say. And there is one devotee who is working on a smart toilet. After passing the stool, you can come to know, it will give you a test report. How was your stool test? Such a smart things are coming, you know. Everything is becoming smart, this world. So, we have to be really, really careful not to be affected by the artificial things. As much as possible, we should try to use Prabhupada books for studying, reduce usage of, we can use the phone, but as Yukta Vairagya says, but Yukta Vairagya is like a sword. It can kill us also if we don't know how to utilize it properly. So we have to be very, very careful to utilize the objects given by Maya, because they have natural enjoying mentality built in them, the gadgets. So we have to come in touch with natural things. Therefore we request devotees, sometime they can visit our Bhaktivedanta form and experience a natural life, being with the cows, being in the farm, chanting Hare Krishna away from the city, and it really makes feel, and it actually helps us absorb our mind more naturally in Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is saying these four things. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, so our day should be divided in health, then sadhana. Sadhana should be very strong. As Srila Prabhupada has given us a sandwich program, so morning sadhana, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in first canto that morning time is the best time for spiritual practices. This Srila Prabhupada mentions in first canto, in one of the few verses in the purport, that morning time is the best time for spiritual practice. And we have such a wonderful association of devotees here when we come to morning program. Whenever you can yourself check, when you are chanting alone and you are not coming to morning program, you will feel very dull. You will feel very irritated. And when you come to morning program, actually in the morning program, you get to absorb Krishna consciousness more deeply. You get to realize Krishna more deeply. And Srila Prabhupada, by his example, brought a culture of morning program. Because the teachings, the spiritual teachings, cannot be given without a proper culture. So Srila Prabhupada has established a culture of morning program, morning evening program. Like evening we come for Gaurati, Gita class. So this is a culture. So when we become, because through the culture, when we are part of the culture, then the teachings are actually deeply followed by people. You know. So this, we should actually carry on that culture. And you can see many of the Srila Prabhupada disciples, you will always see them in the morning program. They will always there in the morning program, even because of some health they may not be there, but I see many of the sannyasis, they always try to come for Mangala Arati, chanting Hare Krishna with devotees, attend Bhagavatam classes. So sadhana is very important. And then services. If we just do the sadhana and we don't do the services, then we cannot actually digest what we are doing. Our chanting, our reading should be coupled up with some services. If we don't do the services, then we cannot realize our studies, because it gives us an opportunity to apply what we have heard, to, you know, to observe the teachings, observe what we have heard, what we have realized, and to imbibe in our life. So services is like a digestion. Sadhana is like you're eating, but then service is like you're digesting. So when you do seva, then you're able to digest what you have heard. You know, suppose you hear about humility and you really think, yeah, now I've become very humble, and then some difficult situation comes, then immediately, you know, if you become agitated, then you can relate to it. See, I got agitated, that means I have not properly absorbed. Let me more, you know, deeply absorb this quality in my life. So services helps us digest. So this is how we can take care of the body, the human body, which is a rare gift given to us, and realize the purpose of this human body. And then Prabhupada mentions that the body of the spiritual master is not material, it is spiritual. We should never judge a spiritual master by his body. Spiritual master's body is always spiritual body. Just like we have a Srila Prabhupada Samadhi here. Srila Prabhupada is personally there in that body. Spiritual master's body is transcendental because of his absorption in Krishna. As it is mentioned in the purport that activities performed with the help of the body for the satisfaction of the absolute truth are never temporary. All the performed by the temporary body, indeed such activities are everlasting. So this makes the body of the spiritual master as spiritual. Although if you materially see Srila Prabhupada's body or his height, he was so small in the height, and you see Brahmananda, and you know, they were so tall and, you know, hefty, and Srila Prabhupada was so small in the height. But Srila Prabhupada, because he was carrying Krishna, he was carrying mercy of Krishna. So if you try to judge a spiritual master by the body, the spiritual master is black body or a white body or a short body, or we cannot judge him by that. Spiritual master we should see always absorbed in Krishna. Shri Radhika Madhavayora Para Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Namna Pratikshana Swadana Lolupasya Vande Guroshi Charanaravinda. Spiritual master, he is always tasting the mellows of Krishna. That is spiritual master. So we have to see the spiritual master by his absorption. As it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that Yadapad Pankaj Palash Vilas, that spiritual master, he is always in Braj Vilas. Vilas means is tasting the mellows, he's enjoying the service that he's doing. Just like Srila Prabhupada, once he was walking. So we should not see spiritual master, he is in London, he is in New York, he is in Bowery Street. Spiritual master is always in the spiritual world. So we should not see him through the body. So we should have a very pure perception of the spiritual master. So spiritual master, he is always in the Braj Vilas, he is always absorbed in the mellows of Krishna. Just like we are in Bhog Vilas, we are always in enjoying mood. Spiritual master is always in Braj Vilas. Whatever we see, we try to enjoy. Whatever we get, we try to enjoy. But spiritual master, whatever he gets is, we try to engage it in service of Krishna. Just like we are being engaged and offered in the service of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says actually this human body is a best of the bad bargain. You did not have any qualification, I gave you the qualification. So actually we are not qualified, but still we have been given this rare opportunities, and we should feel grateful and as much as try to serve and please Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anybody would like to share anything? Or yes, Prabhu. Gopal Prabhu. If you have a sugar problem, then you cannot.
But my understanding is that the purpose is that we must satisfy Rishikesh,
yes,
who is the master of the senses.
Yes.
So therefore, on that rare occasion, we do take one gula jam. That's sense gratification. So,
very
unless it's offered.
Krishna bolo daya mai kori bare jiva jaye. So prasad anna dilo bhai, sei anna mrit pao, radha krishna gunagao, preme daku chaitanya nitai. So Krishna is so happy when you are taking a feast. Feast us. Now Krishna wants that we take that feast.
So that may be more than one.
Yeah. Generally, I try to see in such a situation, I sit for prasadam. And suppose after I get my quota, if the server is coming and he's asking, would you like to take, then I can take. Generally I don't go for it, but if it happens, then I may take. Just like Madhavendra Puri, he was having a ayachak vritti. If it comes to him, he will take it. Of course we cannot follow the Madhavendra Puri principle, but still at least at my level I think like this, that okay, if it will come, although I like to take it, if it happens, then I will.
But my point was that even that one gula jam can be detrimental to your spiritual.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. It's poison, because since it is said that sense gratification is like a poison. So, but the point is that we have to gradually evolve, just like sometimes some people forcefully try to stop them. So my point is that don't be too much forceful to, just like recently Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he was talking to our bhaktas, and one of the devotee asked a question to him, and he said, Maharaj, I am doing lot of sense gratification, I am in Maya. Maharaj said, what happened, what are you doing? He said, I eat lot of sweets. So Maharaj said, no problem, you eat right now. Just like Prabhupada used to keep ISKCON bullets, and he used to attract and he used to give everyone. But after some elevation, he told that now reduce the sense gratification. So like that we can understand the principle. Thank you for bringing out the point and having it clarified, because otherwise it would have been wrongly applied. Thank you very much. Yes, Roji.
So after millions of births we get a Manushanam, and when we get a Manushanam, then we utilize in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
But sometimes we have done so many things in our previous life, we don't know. But coming to Krishna consciousness is the mercy of Krishna that He has brought us here. Otherwise, it's very difficult that we can come here and associate with devotees and follow what Prabhupada has given us.
Yes. It's
very difficult.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam Purana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.